My name's Jodie Cunningham. I'm a international rugby league player for England Women for the last 12 years now, and St Helens Women's captain in the Betfred Women's Super League. I decided Leeds University for many different reasons, to be honest. One, Leeds is a big rugby league town, so I knew in regards to getting to and from rugby and being able to train, it was going to be make my life much easier. The course, so they did medical sciences course, and that's exactly what I wanted to do at university, so that was a bonus. And then distance-wise from Warrington, not too close to home, I wanted to still have that sort of university experience. So there's loads of different reasons why I thought Leeds would be a brilliant choice, and it absolutely was. It made my life so much easier, especially with the fact that at the age of 17, I got selected in the England women's team. So that was around 2009, so just as I was deciding my options and which unis I would apply for. And at that point, I was building and really hoping to get selected for the next World Cup, which was in England in 2013. So I knew that my university time would be really key in regards to getting myself selected for rugby as well. Everything coincided that as I was doing my final exams and getting my dissertation in, it was just at the point, it was a couple of weeks before the World Cup started that year. So it was a really, really busy time, very stressful. I remember a couple of moments of being overwhelmed and feeling like I was probably not committing or doing as much as I needed for both, but managed in the end to get through it all and absolutely loved it and wouldn't change a thing. I originally was going to do medicine at university. That's what I wanted to apply for. And then with the fact that I just got selected in the England team and all the commitment that was required out of that, I decided that actually doing a course, which was a little less in terms of contact time and as well like a shorter degree, would be better for me, and then I'd go on to do medicine afterwards. So looking at the options that were really similar to medicine, medical sciences was perfect, and Leeds University offered that course, and it just for me was perfect. I've always loved science. Everything about the human body and how incredible it is just really interests me, particularly all the neuroscience elements to it. I didn't realise that that was going to be something that I would enjoy so much, but it was definitely one of the highlights of the course that I found really interesting, learning about the brain and how all of that worked. And it was quite a demanding course, but I miss it sometimes. You know, I watch documentaries or I watch certain things, I listen to podcasts, and I do miss not having that scientific element to my career now, but absolutely loved every minute of the course. After games, we always used to go to Headingley Taps. They did amazing food. So we always, I reckon, provided the best post-match meals as well for visiting teams. Walkabout was another one. Bed was one of the places we used to go to in town later on. We'd go different places quite regular, to be fair. Our social secretaries were always very busy in terms of planning what each of our social events would be like. And obviously the Otley Run as well was something that we'd do at least on a yearly basis, which for me is brilliant. I actually went back and took a load of the England girls on a bit of a social to do some team bonding. It was one of the girls' hen parties. To really bond ourselves as a team. And it absolutely did that. We had an amazing time, and it brought back a lot of memories with all the pubs along there, you know, the library, again, bringing back loads of memories. So 2013, that was the first Rugby League World Cup that I played in. Incredible experience, I think the proudest moment of your life, but to do it in a World Cup and to do that in England was just the most magical thing. And I obviously got to actually represent England in Leeds as well. It was tough, that World Cup. It was my first experience of playing the best in the world. I'd never played against the Australians before that World Cup. And actually, we did so well. And we were so, so close to beating Australia in the first game of the World Cup. It was so tight. And that was a huge wake-up call to me in terms of what it's like. It really is like at international level. And we got some great results against France, and I managed to get myself on the scoreboard. So we came so close, and we knew that there was a lot of work to do in terms of domestic rugby league. So for me, that gave me the hunger to want to do more and want to represent my country and one day hopefully lift a World Cup trophy, which I'm hoping to get the opportunity to do at the end of this year when the World Cup has returned to England. I think going to Leeds 100% changed me as a person and player. I think going to university in general and moving away from home, I think, is a big step for most people, and particularly for me. I'm really close to my family. To take the opportunity to move away was a big deal for me. It was always something I wanted to do, but actually doing it is something quite different. And I think Leeds was the perfect choice for me. All the professors were brilliant with me in terms of getting me the information I needed and helping me to catch up. And then equally, when I was doing my dissertation and my finals, and there was so much pressure I felt at the time, and just really wanted to succeed at university and in the World Cup. And again, just really support my professor who was helping me through my dissertation, Dr. Alistair Pickles. He was brilliant. And he would be really supportive with, you know, my timescales in terms of getting first drafts in, final drafts in, and really supporting me through that process as well. So I think all of that contributed to shaping me as a player, as a person, as a professional in life. Obviously, you train as part of an England setup for a while, but they narrow that squad down to the actual squad that will compete in a World Cup. So I'd found out that I had been selected in that team. And basically, they all asked us to go to the pub to meet up and celebrate. They told me that everyone was dressing up as gangsters. So, of course, at university, everyone always in fancy dress all of the time. I absolutely love my fancy dress. It was one of the best things about university. I think my fancy dress box was one of the biggest out there. I dressed up as Ali G. So fully head to toe, Ali G costume, turned up at the pub, and they all had T-shirts on with my face on, just saying keep calm and pass to Jodie, which I thought was really nice. As much as I look like an absolute idiot, it was really nice that they made this big fuss out of me. And then following up off the back of that as well, it's sort of a double-edged one, but really close together, was that we had the Leeds Sports Awards. And again, I'd just been selected for that World Cup team, which was massive for me. And the university recognised that by giving me the Standout Individual Sports Award. I think my name was next to Jonathan Brownlee, who's obviously a gold, silver medal winning triathlete. It's one my dad always tells to his friends as well.